This is NPR.
Thanks, Rachel. The Chinese government says the earthquake death toll could climb past 50,000. Today, President Hu Jintao visited the disaster zone. The BBC's Daniel Griffiths is in Chengdu.
This is President Hu's first visit to the region since the earthquake on Monday. He's meeting victims of the disaster and has called for the massive relief operation now underway to be stepped up. China's leaders still say their top priority is saving lives, but more than 3 days after the earthquake, there's little hope of finding anyone else alive under the rubble. Efforts are now being focused on getting help to the millions of people thought to have been affected by the earthquake. Many are living in makeshift camps with no proper shelter, food or water. Some aid is getting through, but much more is needed.
The BBC's Daniel Griffiths reporting from Chengdu. A new message from Osama bin Laden this morning. Bin Laden says al-Qaeda will continue its war against Israel. The message comes as Israel celebrates its 60th anniversary. Bin Laden says the fight for the Palestinian cause is what drives al-Qaeda most. The International Red Cross now says the lack of clean water will be the deadliest problem in Myanmar in coming days. There's concern about waterborne diseases in the Asian nation, previously known as Burma. NPR's Duahali Saikautau is in Thailand, the staging ground for relief efforts.
Several UN agencies and other international aid groups told reporters in Bangkok today that conditions in Yangon and the Irrawaddy Delta are improving, but not fast enough. Steve Marshall with the UN's country team in Myanmar just returned from there.
People are going to need food and water for a long time. We're not just talking about something now that's going to stop in 2 days' time. So there will need to be a ramp up of as more product comes in, issues like warehousing, distribution, storage are actually going to become more and more critical.
The UN estimates up to 2.5 million people have been severely affected by Cyclone Nargis and urgently need emergency aid.
NPR's Duahali Saikautau reporting from Thailand. A $163 billion Iraq war funding bill fell on a surprising defeat in the House. Anti-war Democrats voted against it, and a large block of Republicans didn't weigh in at all. 132 Republicans voted present to protest domestic spending tacked onto the bill. So the bill is dead for now, but the Senate is set to take it up next week. To sports, where the Philadelphia Flyers beat the Pittsburgh Penguins to stay alive in the NHL Eastern Conference Finals. The Penguins lead 3-1 in that series. In the West, Saturday, the Detroit Red Wings visit the Dallas Stars. Detroit is up in the series 3-1. That is your news and your sports for now. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Thank you, Mark.